Welcome back, folks. Just when he thought he was out, we're pulling him back in. We can't let him go. Don Dubuque, former WWL Outdoor Show host. Don, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Glad to talk to you, my friend.
Hope you're enjoying your retirement, my friend, and hope things are going well.
Well, I found out the meaning of that phrase from retired people you hear often when they say, I think I have to go back to work to get some rest. I now understand what they mean by that.
Absolutely. Well, we could think of no better person than to talk to you about what the heck is going on with all of these recent black bear sightings on the North Shore.
Well, they've been growing over the past few years, and there's really a couple things responsible for that. And mainly, it's the comeback, the wonderful story of the comeback of the black bear in Louisiana. You know, back in the 1700s, when they were first recording exploration of the United States and in the Louisiana Territory, they encountered black bears. There were plenty of them back then. And then they started deciding they needed to start working on them. And believe me, they went through the bears. There's one record of an ex-slave who turned into professional bear guide. In fact, he was the one that guided Teddy Roosevelt on his famous Louisiana bear hunt. And he was responsible personally for either killing himself or having people he brought 3,000 bears in Louisiana. It was big
wow.
Business, big time. And we brought them to the brink of extinction, to the point where they became an endangered species and were listed on the federal endangered list. And I can recall the excitement back in 1967, I think it was, when all the hype about the Minnesota Bears are coming, the Minnesota Bear, and people thought it was a football team. But it was actually the importation of 161 bears that were trapped in Minnesota, brought to Louisiana, released here as a restocking program. And, of course, we did have a few bears remaining, native Louisiana species, and I don't know what the extent of the interbreeding was with the Minnesota bears because they were a little bit different. They were larger bears and had a little bit different head shapes to them. But all in all, through the protection programs, putting them off limits, instituting $10,000 fines for killing black bears, they have come back, and largely due in part to the work of our Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery, the people who joined the nonprofit Louisiana-backed Black Bear Restoration Programs. And it's been a raging success to the point now where we have such a population that it warrants bringing back limited hunting seasons, restricted hunting seasons on them. And actually, they're starting to become problematic. There's so many in some areas. Now, as far as here on the North Shore, right here where I live, I back up to a hunting lease, and we've got cameras. And that's the thing that these are being documented more precisely now, because all the hunting club people have trail cameras all over their property, and they pick up the bears when they come to the deer feeders. This time of the year is when they're going to be most prevalent. You really don't see a lot of bears in the fall, in winter, and early spring in this part of the state. But due to this being the June being the prime mating season, that's when they get on the move. And they travel hundreds of miles following corridors. The Pearl River Basin is one. The Atchafalaya is the other. And because of their sheer numbers, they're starting to spill over into the Florida parishes. Tangipahoa, Washington, St. Tammany, they're becoming very, very common. They're getting in people's garbage cans. In some areas in North Louisiana, around Tensaw and down in St. Mary Parish in the lower Atchafalaya, they've become problematic to the point where people are really complaining about them. So the state decided to institute these limited and highly restricted hunting seasons, which have been very successful, and people who now have a dream that the bear is one of the animals they want to pursue, they can certainly do it, but it's done by a highly regulated lottery and some pretty tough restrictions as far as the manner of take and where you can take them and when you can take them and what exact members of the species you can take.
Yeah. Don, all the time that you've spent hunting in Louisiana, Mississippi, and otherwise, have you seen a black bear?
I have in person only seen two live black bears in Louisiana. One was standing on the side of the highway, and that first time I mistook it for a dog. like you know, one of these Rottweilers, because they look about the same color. And this one was fairly good size. And when I got up close to it and passed it, I realized it was a black bear. That was on the highway that connects Morgan City to the West Bank. And then I saw one on Yancey Wildlife Management Area. I was up there one summer. I was scouting for some woodcock hunting areas, and we encountered one there. The only other time I've seen them live is I spent some time up in Gatlinburg, up in the mountains there,
yeah.
And they came through our yards up there. They're very, very common up there. But it's really a thing to behold to be able to see a black bear in the wild.
In fact, it's funny. I was on a phone with a friend who was coming back from North Louisiana, and you mentioned Tensaw Parish, and he was driving through Tensaw Parish. He goes, "Newell, I just saw a bear cross right in front of me on the highway." You know, and he's like, you could tell he was kind of shocked by it. And I heard him on the phone, like the car, you know, the cadence of the engine slow down. And he's like, I just saw a bear.
Well, it does kind of take your breath away. Of course, the people that live in those highly populated areas, they're to the point where they're almost a nuisance to them. They're raiding their garbage cans. A lot of them are beekeepers. And I'm not sure what it is that drives them to do that, but I can remember being at a Wildlife and Fishery Commission meeting, and there were some farmers from central Louisiana that were testifying that the bears actually destroyed their equipment. They were tearing the hoses open to get at, I don't remember if it was transmission fluid or the oil in there. There was something that they were in there eating and destroying their equipment, and they were asking for an abundance of more permits than what they had been issued to kind of control them a little better.
So if you're blazing a trail, you're running a trail, or anything else, what should people know about a black bear? I mean, all these different species of bears, they all kind of act differently, right?
Yeah, the Louisiana black bear is nothing like the grizzly or the brown bear that you might encounter up in Canada or Alaska or some of the northern states. Black bears, a lot of people refer them to an oversized black possum. I mean, they behave similarly. You know, they're very secretive. They really don't. If you encounter one in the woods, they're going to run. They're going to turn and run. They have a natural fear of humans. The only time it can really get dangerous if one is cornered, particularly if you encounter a female with cubs, she could be very aggressive. And believe me, in a fight between a bear and a human, the bear's going to win. But for the most part, if you happen to be in the woods and you see a bear, try to get a picture of it. You know, just don't make any noise. Don't approach it. Don't try to feed it. Certainly don't try to pet it. That's not a good idea. And they're basically going to walk off and leave you alone.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Don. I'm sure you've seen these videos of people, walking up to a bison or whatever it may be that they're in, some national park. And like I love up in Estes Park, people are walking up to full-grown elk, 6x6, you know, or 7x7, massive bull elk, walking up to them like they're a pet. It's like, what are you doing? Get the heck away.
You know, I call that the Walt Disney theory on animal behavior. People who don't have any natural experience in the real world of the woods and the swamps and the marshes and the waters, they sometimes have this totally different view of how animals behave. And we got to remember, these are wild creatures, wild critters, and you got to respect the way they behave. You can't just go up to them and pet them and get in the way, and a lot of people get injured like that, particularly up in Yellowstone. I've been up there, and I mean, those herds of bison are just crossing the road right in front of your car, and the best thing to do, don't get out.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how they do that. Well, Don, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure we'll hear more about it. I was shocked to hear the distance that they will travel while mating, while looking for a mate. I mean, it's they'll cover a significant amount of territory in one day.
Yeah, and they can track them very easily now because of the radio telemetry. They'll find the bears in their dens when they're semi-hibernating, or they will encounter them, trap them, tranquilize them, and they will insert these radio collars in them, and they can track them. And I can recall one bear that crossed not only did he come across the Pearl River, but he went west. He crossed the Mississippi River into West Louisiana, turned around and went all the way back to Mississippi as they tracked them. So they like those corridors, and that's what we have in Louisiana, is the huge Atchafalaya that runs north-south, and then on a smaller scale, the Pearl River Basin, and it gives them wild areas that they can traverse on those long trips that they make. And, you know, it's just incredible to see some of the distances that they will travel.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Don, thank you so much.
Those collars, there was, I can know at least one instance where somebody illegally shot a bear. He skinned the bear. He put it in his freezer, but he didn't know that the collar was in there. And it led the agents right to his freezer door. They tracked the GPS on the radio collar.
Bear? What bear? What are you talking about, a bear? I don't know anything about a bear. Yeah, well, let's go check your freezer. Yeah. I say this all the time. Those that perpetrate crimes, thankfully, for the most part, they're a little dumb.
Absolutely. No question about it.
Well, Don, as always, truly enjoy the conversation. Glad that things are going well for you. I guess the list of things that you have to do is growing by the day. I've experienced that myself, so I know what you're talking about.
Well, keep up the good work, Dan Newell. You do a heck of a job, and I'm someone that can attest to it because I filled in for you on many occasions, and I understand what it takes to do the job that you do, and a lot of people don't appreciate it, but they should, and keep it up.
Thank you, sir. Don Dubuque, former WWL Outdoor Show host. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.